It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Home sales are down. Home prices? That's a no. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. New home sales fell nearly 13% in July. They're down a whopping 30% from a year ago. The reason? The Federal Reserve's been raising interest rates to fight inflation, and that has driven up mortgages. Now, home sales might be falling, but prices? No way. In May, homes were 20% more expensive than the year before. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Exchange Capital Resources and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So one question I have about these falling home sales, does that ever translate into falling home prices?
Well, it certainly can down the line, and we are seeing the prices for homes starting to soften. So fast forward 6 months, we'll see what happens. But the falling home sales does show that housing is expensive, and particularly now that mortgage rates are increasing, home buyers are finding that it is a challenging market, and financing a home and affording a new home is difficult.
As difficult as that is for a potential home buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, that is kind of what the Federal Reserve wants to see. Why is that?
Housing is a big impact on the economy, and we call it a big multiplier effect, because when you buy a house, you're buying a lot of things after that as well. Remember that the whole goal in fighting inflation is to back that down so the economy isn't overheating, and that means that these increased interest rates are meant to slow things down.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Exchange Capital Resources, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Over the past couple years, there has been one economic shock after another contributing to inflation. Supply chain problems, war in Ukraine, lockdowns in China. Well, now we can add another. Climate change. Extreme weather events caused by climate change are wreaking havoc on cotton harvests in some top producing countries. In the U.S., yields are expected to drop nearly 30% this year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports that could cause prices to surge.
The bulk of our domestic cotton supply comes from Texas, where most cotton farmers depend on rainfall, not irrigation. John Robinson is an agricultural economist at Texas A&M.
It has to rain at planting time for the seeds to emerge. It has to rain during the growing season.
And that's a gamble lately, with the Southwest experiencing a historic mega drought. This year, Robinson says cotton farmers there are abandoning millions of parched acres.
They planted it, and it never came out of the ground because there just wasn't enough moisture.
Brazil's crop is also being hit by drought conditions and extreme heat. In India and Pakistan, extreme rainfall and pests are cutting into the harvest. Andy Ryan, who watches the industry for Hedgepoint Global Markets, says prices spiked to near historic levels earlier this year. And now, with global supplies dwindling,
it could still go higher.
Ryan says that's a headache for manufacturers of everything from clothing and bedsheets to diapers. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Twitter's former security chief, Peter Zatko, filed a barrage of whistleblower complaints yesterday against the social media company. One of them was that Twitter allegedly doesn't know how many fake accounts it has. That is exactly what Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has complained about. Musk gave that as one reason for backing out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. So this whistleblower complaint could get pulled into the trial between Musk and Twitter set for October. But that is just the beginning of the legal problems the complaint could stir up for Twitter, according to Eric Gordon, professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
The bigger danger for Twitter is not how much this helps Musk. It's that it gives those pesky plaintiffs' lawyers an opportunity to sue the company on behalf of Twitter's own shareholders, saying, wow, look, you completely mismanaged this company and you didn't disclose properly. If you are Twitter's lawyer, you're more worried about your own shareholders suing you than you are about how this might or might not help Elon.
That was Eric Gordon from the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. 31 years ago today, Ukraine became independent from the Soviet Union. 6 months ago today, Russia invaded Ukraine. That war has been an immense human tragedy and sown economic pain across the globe. In the early days, charities were overwhelmed by donations and offers from people who wanted to help. But now that giving has slowed. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more on how fundraisers are adapting to donation fatigue.
When the war began, it shocked London-based Ukrainian chef and cookbook author Olia Hercules.
Thank you so much. That's perfect.
She stowed her spatulas, knives, chopping boards, and pans and focused on raising money to send protective gear to her brother, who is still fighting on the front lines. But now...
Today I'm going to show you how to make a Balkan-inspired vegetable bake, and it contains all of my favorite ingredients.
That has all changed.
I am cooking again. It came back, actually, when my parents left Kakhovka.
Though she's focused on cooking again, Olia hasn't lost her passionate fundraising efforts directed at helping those still left in her southern Ukrainian hometown, which is now under Russian control. So she's married the two.
So I launched a Patreon subscription service.
Hello and welcome to The Food That Makes Us, recipes to
where I share Ukrainian cookery videos and live sessions. And I almost have 500 subscribers. And I use that money to wire specifically to the 22 families that used to work for my mom and dad.
She said she raises about $6,500 every month through the fundraising platform. But 6 months into the war, fatigue isn't just a problem fundraisers like Olia have faced. It's a problem for donors, too. So some charities are turning to new strategies.
Hello, world. This is Ukraine speaking. We know there's war all over your news feeds, and everyone's asking you to save Ukraine, but we won't.
This ad is by Ukraine-based charity Aid Legion. Its co-founder, Anna Goncharova, said the point is to rally people in an uplifting, impassioned way.
We felt like we have to shake people's feelings up a little bit. There was a lot of communication from charities asking for help, showing tragic pictures, which is right, but which stopped working.
She said they've raised $145,000 for things like military-grade protective gear and to help rebuild a destroyed school. But trying to keep the world interested is a tiring task, as Chef Olia Hercules explains.
You know, before it used to be a work and life balance, and now it's a work and war and life balance.
Though she tries to rest, she finds she still just can't sit still. And in fact, she's just released her fourth cookbook called Home Food. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.